USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is lashing southern Florida and the Keys, bringing high winds, downpours, and some flooding. There have been multiple reports of flooding in and around Fort Lauderdale, where the heaviest band of rain has been seen so far. Eight counties in the area declared states of emergency Sunday as the storm approached. Eta is forecast to track slowly westward across the tip of the state, moving into the Gulf of Mexico late Monday. President Trump's campaign has promised to file multiple lawsuits in the coming days, alleging cases of voter fraud in Arizona and Pennsylvania. But Senator Chris Coons is asking for more than statements from the campaign. The Delaware Democrat tells ABC's This Week it's time for the president to bring the proof.
If Republicans are going to support President Trump in his resistance to accepting the outcome of the election, the president needs to show some facts, not just angry tweets.
Despite multiple media outlets calling the race for former Vice President Joe Biden, USA Radio News will not call a winner until all legal challenges have been resolved. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra-soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Some Republicans are pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential campaign. Tim Berg has more on that from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Prominent Republicans are pushing back on the notion that before all the votes are counted in six battleground states where President Trump is trailing, that Joe Biden be declared the president. Republican Governor from South Dakota Kristi Noem telling ABC's This Week,
"But why is everybody so scared just to have a fair election and find out? We gave Al Gore 37 days to run the process before we decided who was going to be president. Why would we not afford the 70.6 million Americans that voted for President Trump the same consideration?"
The Trump campaign also has legal challenges pending in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, with indications that more could be filed this week. Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani said Saturday they'd be filing a suit Monday alleging a case of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Japanese royal family lays out its line of succession. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Japanese Emperor Naruhito's younger brother, Crown Prince Fumihito, was formally sworn in as the first in line to the chrysanthemum throne in a traditional palace ritual Sunday. The 54-year-old Crown Prince, a.k.a. Prince Akasino, is the first in line to succeed the throne of the world's oldest monarchy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A longtime Las Vegas entertainer has passed away. Wyatt Cox has more.
A child learns from his mother. They hang out with their mother. They spend time with their mother. They fool around with their mothers. They will resorb everything the mother does. They will retain all that knowledge from the mother. It's instinctive. They inherit it in their chromosomes.
The deadpan mangler of the English language who thrived in the 60s, 70s, and 80s as a TV nightclub and casino comic, Norm Crosby, has passed away at the age of 93. Crosby's daughter-in-law, Maggie Crosby, told the New York Times the comic died Saturday of heart failure in Los Angeles. In a 1989 interview, Crosby said, "I was looking around for fresh ideas. I kept hearing people misuse words, so I started to do it in my act." Norm Crosby, dead at 93. I'm Wyatt Cox.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.